This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's Air Force announced Saturday three Ukrainian military pilots were killed Friday when two L-39 combat training aircraft collided over a region west of Kyiv. President Vladimir Zelensky said in his nightly video address the three men included Andriy Pilshnikov, whose call sign was Juice. He said he was a Ukrainian officer, one of those who greatly helped our state. Pilshnikov, described by the Air Force as a mega talent who yearned to fly advanced F-16 fighter jets, had become well known after giving numerous interviews to international media. One of them was to the Reuters news agency, which spoke with him last year about training he received from Western pilots.
They taught us some specific tactics and some techniques to be effective. We are taught that we need to be very creative. We need to be tactically flexible and just to adapt with conditions, with requirements of situation.
Zelensky offered condolences to the pilots' families and added, "Ukraine will never forget anyone who defended the free skies of our nation." The sheriff of Jacksonville, Florida, reports a white gunman who killed three people at a Dollar General store Saturday was racially motivated and hated black people. Sheriff T.K. Williams said the shooter killed three people, two men and one woman, all of whom were black, then killed himself. The sheriff said the gunman, who was in his 20s but not otherwise identified, left behind several manifestos detailing what the sheriff called his disgusting ideology of hate. He said the shooter used a Glock handgun and an assault-style semi-automatic rifle in the shootings. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events on our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Thousands of Americans Saturday commemorated the 60th anniversary of the March on Washington, a pivotal event in the 1960s U.S. Civil Rights Movement, at which Dr. Martin Luther King gave his galvanizing "I Have a Dream" speech. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
Activists spoke at the Lincoln Memorial, the backdrop to King's impassioned call for equity, stressing that more work needs to be done amid the current political climate. Martin Luther King III, son of MLK, spoke at the rally. Rally participant Yvonne Clifton Young shared a similar sentiment.
That was Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reporting. Thousands of protesters gathered in Seoul, Korea, Saturday to condemn Japan's release of treated radioactive wastewater into the sea. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
The protesters are calling on the Japanese government to store radioactive water in tanks instead of releasing it into the Pacific Ocean. Japan had begun releasing the radioactive water on Thursday. Environmental activist Kim Chuni says, "Although Japan's still releasing this water, we still demand the government to immediately stop release. We also demand that the South Korean government stops endorsing Japan's plan." Prime Minister Han Duk-soo had reassured his nation that the treated water would not impact the safety of food arriving in South Korea. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
The biggest search for the infamous Loch Ness Monster in more than 50 years got underway in the Scottish Highlands Saturday as researchers and enthusiasts from around the world braved heavy rain to try to track down the elusive beast affectionately known as Nessie. This effort is using modern technology, including drones with thermal scanners and boats with infrared cameras and underwater hydrophone to try to solve the mystery. General Manager of the Loch Ness Center, Paul Nixon, says he believes there is definitely something in the loch.
Well, I know that there's a big something in Loch Ness. I've seen sonar scans of objects the size of transit vans underneath the water that are moving, but I don't know what that is. It could be a transit van bobbing around and floating under the water, but it's not shown up anywhere else. But there are big objects in Loch Ness.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.